Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
All right. Why are you shaking your head? The cockroach. Yeah. Listen, the cockroach is now a thing. It's like my hair extensions, except this looks real.
It looks extremely
real.
It's disgusting.
It's repulsive. Okay. Everyone, Kristen Doty.
Dracarys.
We're talking about the fact that...
Overalls
hides roaches, fake roaches everywhere, since I hide extensions everywhere. But you, Carter, and Bo have only... Though you've been my only victims.
I've been your victim multiple times.
Yes, you have.
In different areas of the United States.
Yeah.
Overseas, technically.
My extensions are world travelers.
They are.
I'm... You know what? I'm annoyed that... and don't forget to speak loudly.
I am speaking loudly. Someone just tweeted me that.
That you speak that, loudly?
No, that you say that I don't. Stassi says you do not speak loudly enough.
Do you not remember that every single time I do my podcast with you, I'm like, just remember to speak loudly.
You tell everyone that.
Because I'm louder than everyone.
I feel like I'm swallowing your microphone.
Okay, so I'm going to just like talk. No, I can't. I can't talk like this. It just like feels really weird.
Just like talk like that.
Don't do that. You're going to give
Should
me
I
a,
be like Tom Schwartz?
You're going to give me a panic attack.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi, Dracarys, yes. Bitches.
Kristen, that is fantastic. And that's how you
actually. That is a podcast voice.
But it's actually the same level that you talk in real life. You're actually just as loud as I am in real life. You realize that?
Negative.
No. Your voice is just deeper. Mine's just more annoying.
Touche.
I'm like almost to Sheena level, but not quite. And you're like the opposite of Sheena level.
That is true, but you are not to Sheena level.
Fine. 40%
No
there.
One is.
Okay. That's actually a fair point too. So thanks for doing this. How was your day? You had to wake up at what time?
6:30.
Wait.
I woke up at 6:30. I had to go do Radio Andy with Amy Phillips. I had to be there at 7:45.
Okay.
I wake up and I don't wake up like this. Like I don't wake up flawless and shit, especially with short hair now. Yeah. I wake up. Okay. So like
wakes up flawless?
Katie Maloney.
That's different.
She does.
Because she looks the same with or without makeup.
Yeah. And she got the lash lift now. So she doesn't even.
I'm doing that Friday.
I'll make an appointment.
Make an appointment. Yes. I'm doing it Friday.
Yeah. Katie got the lash lift. So she showed up to pick me up in gym clothes with her hair in a ponytail and her lash lift and not a dot of makeup on. Okay. Well, homegirl, I can't do shit like that. So
I think that you look pretty. I think that you look really pretty without makeup.
Okay. So I have these crazy colics and now that I have short hair and I had like product in my hair last night, I didn't want to wake up and like shower before like a podcast, you know, or like a radio show. So I had to sort of do my hair because I basically look like if Gary Busey and Tom Schwartz had a baby. Yeah.
Gary Busey and Tom Schwartz had a baby. If they had a baby,
that is what I look like in the morning.
Kristen Doty when she wakes up. Okay. I wish that was true.
It is true. Ask Carter.
No, I know what you look like when you wake up and your model off duty. I will give you that. 100%. Your skin is not discolored. Like it's very even. Your hair is brown and short.
You don't have extensions. Under eye circles.
Oh, that doesn't count.
And my hair is short with bad colics and this weird crown thing and like a really high hairline. I'm telling you, I look exactly like if Tom Schwartz and Gary Busey had a baby. Like,
oh my God.
That is me.
That's just like such a specific baby.
Yeah.
Like it couldn't
body,
be
body, hair, and everything.
Couldn't be more of a specific baby. So what did you wear?
I'm literally like, what did I wear? My brain was not on this morning. I wore like jeans and like flats and I forget, like a t-shirt or something and like a jacket. Like just like kind of like simple streetwear.
And you did your makeup?
Yeah, I did wear makeup. Well, what I have on right now. So like easy, simple, like foundation mascara.
Yeah. I mean, I don't leave the house without makeup unless I'm going spray tanning. It's the only time.
You look really good. I'm very impressed with your morning ritual because I'll look at your Insta stories at like circa, I don't know, 10 a.m. and you're already like, OOTD. And I'm like, cool, I wear yoga pants all day and I don't do yoga.
Okay.
Like the rest of the world.
Like OOTDs, like give me, like that's my reason for waking up.
That is fair.
You know what I mean? Like it makes me really excited to be awake.
Yeah, if that were my reason to wake up, I would do the same thing every day too.
You think I want to wake up and just look at my bare face all day long? Fuck that. Do you know how bad of a mood I get put in? It makes me start binge drinking at 9:45 in the morning. No way. Yesterday, I got a huge Revolve package and a huge ShopBop package. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try on all these clothes. And I was like cleaning all day. So it was like 11, 12 or something.
Your extensions were showing.
My extensions showing. Psoriasis everywhere.
Possibly mascara underneath your eyes a little bit. Oh, yeah.
It was disgusting.
And you're looking in the mirror and you're just like, I hate all these outfits because I look like shit.
Yes. That I return. I sent back half the things I got and I was like, why do I have friends? How does anyone love me? How do I have a boyfriend? Like, how have I had multiple boyfriends? Like,
has Bo has now seen you.
Bo sees me all natural, okay. All natural all the time.
Does he know that you used to not let him do that?
Probably, because it's been like
when
that for
he was
2 months now.
You would put makeup on straight away. You would not let him see you with your psoriasis or anything.
Opposite. I would go to sleep in the makeup. In my
that's
makeup.
Right. Yeah. You would just. Yeah.
So then I would just wake up with like it like half on and it a little
just
bit
like
down
wipe
my
under
eyes.
Your eyes.
Wipe
really
under
quick,
my eyes really fast.
But you have a little glow to your cheeks.
A
pinch
little
them,
bit.
A tiny bit. The foundation is still there.
No. Yeah. So no. That's. That whole like
that part of the honeymoon phase
that's
is over.
Done that right. That's been done for a really long time now. He says whenever I get insecure about my psoriasis on my face, just think of it like how freckles are really cute on people. Mm-hmm. They're like strawberry freckles and I'm like,
oh, that's really sweet. Or think really, about the fact that he has some really cool tattoos.
I feel like I've told a dragon story before.
Okay,
we'll that was the dragon story.
I was gonna say
sure
dragon.
Yeah, the dragon tattoo. Yeah, no,
Or the flower that he drew on his arm, which is really sweet, but there's some fugly tattoos. Bo, I love you. I hope you don't listen to this.
He doesn't. Okay, thank good. God. I feel like I'm allowed to talk about whatever I want. We can talk about shitting. We can talk about anything.
Yeah.
Because he don't listen. But yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're such a trooper. You and Katie are such troopers that you went and did Amy Phillips' radio show. Listen, yeah. I just want to say here right now to anyone listening, I fucking love Amy Phillips. And I think she's the funniest and her show is hysterical and Radio Andy till I die. But do you know how early 7:45 is when you finally just got back in the groove of being back in L.A.? It's early. I'm like,
that's fair. You were traveling.
It's really early. Like we had the reunion. I went to New York. I have been sick. I've
God,
woken
you
up.
Did. Have you done a podcast since? Oh, you did.
I missed last week.
Oh.
I was so fucking all
so
over.
So people
the
place. Don't even know that you literally left the reunion and the next day had to fly to New York to see Andy again.
No one knows that.
The struggle, man.
It's traveling is hard. I have woken up.
Oh, wait, what? Says the travel queen?
It's hard when you feel sick. I've woken up at 4 a.m. every single day and had to come out and sleep on the couch or do something, drink fucking orange juice or something that'll coat my throat because I'm coughing like.
Did you get the humidifier? I told you to buy a humidifier.
Oh, so I went to go look one up and then I realized I have one and I didn't realize it was a humidifier. And then I forgot to actually plug it in.
You're like, Bo, what is this? Katie, can you help me set this up?
I know. I need Katie to come over and set it
up. And just like plug it in for you and make sure there's water in it.
Katie can do anything under 7 minutes.
She can do it under probably 6 minutes. Let's be real.
Yeah. Katie's a boss.
Katie's a boss, bitch. Katie and I went to the Container Store today and she revamped my entire vanity in less than 8.5 minutes, which is like huge.
That is, no, I believe everything that you say about Katie being handy because it's
and after the Container Store, Katie was like, do you know what to do with all of this? Do you want me to come and like help you? And I was like, no, I mean, you already organized my vanity. I get it. She's like, no, it's okay. I'll help you. And like carried my bags from her car. Like, girl, do you want to be my boyfriend?
100%.
You can still have sex with Tom. Just like be my boyfriend.
Yes. Just be our boyfriend.
Be my George Glass.
See, this is why we have our sisterhood. This is why we're the witches of WeHo, because we all provide in different ways. Mm-hmm. You know? P.S. I got so sad last night. I couldn't even look at Twitter.
Why were you sad?
Because people thought I was so mean to you. And then I was like, maybe I was really mean to her.
I mean, you were mean about me. I didn't know you talked as much shit about me at the water park.
Okay,
as listen. You did.
Hold
because
up. Hold
I
up.
Didn't totally remember everything from the night before.
Listen, I was just really hungover and was just word vomiting everyone because I was just like really fucking pissed off.
I mean, Ariana like could have been Lala.
Could have been anyone.
They're both blonde.
I was just...
You're like, I thought it was... I thought I was bitching to my friend.
Oh, I was just bitching to...
Oh,
no,
shit. Wrong Tom.
I'm pretty sure I went around to everyone and was just like, you want to hear what happened to me last night? I didn't get to sleep in central air conditioning. That's all I wanted for this Mexico trip. This Mexico trip.
Mexico.
Yeah.
But Mexico was really fun.
It was so much fun. But even as I was watched... Even as like when I watched it, I was like... I think that's funny. I think it just looks, it's like the stupidest fight ever. Like,
yeah.
So everyone being like, I can't believe Stassi and Kristen are fighting.
Well, or I didn't know about Copenhagen either, I think. Even though we've talked about it 4 million times, I feel like in one way or another. I guess on the show, it wasn't really addressed completely until last night's episode.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, well, they left. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But...
There's more to the story.
Yeah.
We did get in our cab to go home, but I did, or to go to the airport, but I went in Copenhagen, but I did call you and say, I'm giving you 2 minutes.
And
get your ass down here.
I did not get those calls. So there was a reach out that I did not receive. Therefore, I thought it wasn't received. It's like textlation.
It is. And we were scared we were going to miss our flight. I'm like, if I miss my flight to Paris, that's
that
already booked.
Made my day.
That would have really sucked. You would have. I wish I would have known about it. You know what? I wish I would have missed it because then you would have felt terrible.
I would have been like, okay, fine. Once I like came to,
you would have been like, I'll buy all of your tickets.
I'm like, you can just come to Turks and Caicos with me and Carter.
I'll buy all of your tickets and then you can come straight from Paris to Turks and Caicos and like, I'll buy everything. That's legitimately
karma was everything that happened to you after that when you lost your luggage and like didn't your plane like.
I lost my luggage.
I thought you guys like started going the wrong direction or something weird. Did I make that up? That was someone else. Whatever.
It was just shitty airlines.
Okay.
Rachel
but
almost
you
shit
lost
her
luggage.
Pants.
I know that.
Yeah. But no, Rachel almost shit her pants. That was karma for me. I think almost shitting your pants on a plane when you're sitting in a middle seat and you can't get up. And because it's like.
Wait, when you shit your pants, were you in an elevator? Where were you?
I was in my car. I was driving.
Okay.
And I had to drive with one hand.
Well, that's better than being on a plane.
I mean, she didn't shit her pants, but
touche.
I recorded her facial expressions of her just like moving. It's like all the Botox she ever got wore off like immediately as she felt like she was about to shit her pants. And I'm
can we steal Rachel's phone and like put that on like one of her dating profile?
Oh my God. That would be fucking amazing.
That'd be so good.
I'll actually like make new dating profiles for her if she's not on them anymore.
Yeah.
And just use that video. That would be the ultimate.
Yeah. Good shit.
Okay. But
pun intended.
Listen, I'll apologize for my part in the situation. Now that I realize that, okay, 2 a.m., that might be a little emotional terroristy too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all right.
We're in Mexico with a giant trip of people that want to get shit faced every night. I think I was like one of the more calm ones.
I just think that I don't think that because you were with me the whole time. So you're the only one I saw.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and you know, I like to go to bed at least like two at least. You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
Like, I love
two
to
is
sleep.
Late for you.
Two. I love.
I would
sleep.
Like to see you and Tom Schwartz being roommates and Katie and I being roommates.
Hail.
Tom Schwartz would be a terrorist upon terrorist.
Hail to the no. Yeah, absolutely not. Schwartz actually, I think, would probably. Yes. The worst.
Sandoval would be the worst. Both of them.
Does Sandoval stay up till like
Sandoval does not sleep.
You're right. Both of them don't sleep.
Way worse than me.
See, when I went on their honeymoon, I had my own bungalow. So like it didn't matter. Like I could be like, all right, peace. Like,
yeah,
going to bed now. Like I'm out. And there was no one there to bother me. So I just, you know, have this thing. Like, don't you feel like at a certain hour you hit this moment where you're like, oh, my God, you know, it would be fun to be like tucked in bed without any makeup on, all clean and snuggled up in like blankets and just like,
when I'm
feel
in
that
New York,
Xanax kick in.
When I'm in New York, absolutely. When I'm in Mexico, hell no. Tequila does not let me sleep.
Okay. I mean, I was going to say Adderall doesn't let us sleep.
Or that.
But you're, I mean.
Especially the combination of both.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking tequila like the year I got fired from Sir. It's like a once in a while thing now.
Really? I haven't noticed that.
We used
that.
To drink like Don Julio on the rocks.
That used to be our thing. I remember when that was the only thing that we would ever drink. Is that the trick?
We were young.
I know.
No, that's the trick. It's not.
That's
you guys, it's really, we will make jokes all day long and not jokes, but Adderall, tequila, doesn't matter. It's called being in your mid 20s.
Yeah.
Look at Lala.
I know.
She's skinny. She's hot.
She's not that young.
She's a few years, still younger than you.
She
That is way the hell younger than me.
She has your metabolism. Like, you've always been a really, really skinny person. So, like, that's like a, you and Lala
it's
can
like
relate
skinny
to
fat,
that.
Though.
No.
Without working out.
Kristen.
It comes with age. Things start falling. They droop.
Want to talk about that? When I was, right before I met you at the dog park on Sunday, when I was hungover and I sat in the shower for a really long time, just like that's with my mimosa to try and have hair of the dog and make myself feel better. I got up again, psoriasis and paleness everywhere, and my ratchet hair extensions all over the place. And I put on like some underwear and a t-shirt and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I used to have acute flat ass. Now it looks like an 80-year-old woman.
Butt.
Yes, an 80-year-old woman's.
What if
flat
you flex
ass.
It?
I can't flex it
at all.
I'm pretty sure I can't. No.
I had on these like workout pants like the day after Cycle House, which is like the first time I've been to Cycle House since season one of Vanderpump Rules with Katie the other day. And I came home. Carter was like, wow, your ass is like really firm. I'm like, no, those are the pants.
What?
Number
what
one.
Pants are those? Write them down.
I will. They're fantastic. And I was like, and I also was flexing. But then when I like looked in the
stand
mirror
up
with
and flex.
Just my underwear. Well, right now I have baggy culottes on.
What does it feel
on.
Like? Does it look different? And does it feel different?
It looks totally different. Now we're going to test it out. I'm telling you. I'm
how
telling
do you?
I have baggy
fletch,
culottes on, which is
when
not
I flex,
looking.
It's like
okay, so right now,
I'm clenching my butt so nothing can
look
get
at
up there.
Saggy grandma butt.
Yeah.
See it?
No, it doesn't look saggy to me.
Well, it does when okay. I don't have pants on.
What?
And then there's just like muscle. Like
oh
there's not
God,
a whole lot.
Kristen.
But I bowl and stuff.
Oh my God. Mine legitimately does not move. All it's doing.
It's all from bowling.
Wait, Kristen, I'm so impressed with your butt. All this is right now.
But now I have to feel yours.
No, it doesn't do anything. Okay. I don't know how.
Okay, so normal.
That's my butt.
Squeeze. Ugh. Yes, it does. A little bit. There's no muscle.
There's nothing.
I feel the bottom part of your butt, like toward your hamstring, like come up, but you definitely don't have muscle.
I don't have anything in my butt. And do you Girlfriend. Know how insecure I feel right now?
Okay. So every time,
oh my God.
Every time you're watching, because you're like almost 30.
Yeah.
BT dubs. You almost 30.
Listen, I'm excited to be 30. I just don't want my butt
thriving.
To sag. 30, flirty,
so
and
when you're
thriving.
Watching, 30, flirty, and thriving.
30, flirty, and thriving.
So every time you're watching like Kate Hudson movies, which is like a lot,
uh-huh.
or just
totally
whatever it is, Game of Thronesy things, do 20 squats every like, I don't know, 10 or 20 minutes. You know how long it takes to do 20 squats? Like 5 seconds. And if you do 5 sets of those, you've done 100 squats today.
I just don't know how to target my butt. I feel like when I do squats, I target
you.
My legs.
Well, because that means you don't have muscle there either.
But I never feel like, oh my God, I'm like actually like
I'll
starting to
you.
Freak out.
I know. This
I
is like talking
need to
about
get,
taxes.
I, yes, it's it is. Getting, like, it's making me sweat. I feel like I need to put butt injection. I need to like get something moved or like lift it. Like I need to do something.
No, it's just called muscle.
But if you don't ever have it to begin with and you don't know how to do the correct work, like workouts in the correct way, then I'm never going to develop that muscle. I'm just going to have big
I mean,
thighs
I'll
with
help
a flat
you in
ass.
A way that doesn't make you like angry, like going to the park and working out where it was like, yeah, that was great, but you don't really want to do it, do you?
I do Orange Theory all the time. I did it yesterday again. I did it Thursday.
You're only doing Orange Theory because Bo does Orange Theory. And
yes.
Once you guys are
I need a
past
partner.
Your honeymoon phase,
oh,
you're going to be
that.
Like.
No, I'm doing Orange Theory because I'm going to Coachella. The second week and Bo goes and Bo's yeah. like he motivates me and he's like let's do Orange Theory today. I'm like
it's 45 minutes or an
and
hour
and he lets me complain
yeah
and he lets me complain and so it's like doing it with you.
That's why you have to come with Katie and I because she lets me complain I let her complain. Mostly I complain. But exactly, Katie and I went to Cycle House. She convinced me to buy 5 classes. She bought 10. And I was like, don't get crazy. Don't get cray.
Yeah.
But I bought 5 classes. And she was like, look, Coachella's a month away. Think shorts. I want to look hot in shorts. And that was my motivation.
Okay. You'll always look hot in shorts. I don't know what you're trying to fix.
It's called getting old.
Okay, Kristen.
And I think the whole thing about not wearing bras for a really long time, like, affected me.
Oh, yeah. I actually looked in the mirror the other day and I was like, cool. Well, my breast reduction and breast lift just, like, went away because it's now, because I don't wear bras.
We're playing
the
shame game right now.
Oh, my God. Listen to us.
We're like, oh, we're ugly. We're really fat. We don't like it.
Oh, my God. You know what? Just turn my podcast off, because it's like.
No, don't. We'll talk about other stuff.
I legitimately feel like. We're in Mean Girls. It's like, my pores are, I hate my cuticles. I'm surprised. You know, if you're still listening right now, thank you. The 5 of you that are still listening.
I know, I'll never be a guest ever again. We're just shame gaming ourselves.
Oh no, I do this all the time. It's
see, we all have shiz, y'all.
It's
we
thing.
All have our things that we do not like about ourselves.
Yeah. So there's
that. As I pour myself another glass of wine.
Yeah, I'm going to pause. I'm going to take a break right here so that I can pour myself a glass of wine. Because now all I can think about is my flat ass that looks like, if you watch Game of Thrones, Missandra, the red witch, when she turns into the freaking old lady. That's what my butt looks like. Here's a break. Okay, so that was a break. And Kristen just tried to teach me how to do a lunge. And
A squat.
Oh, sorry. A squat.
Oh my God.
And I just realized that I literally have no muscle on my butt, to the point where when
you didn't
I didn't
know what to squeeze.
I had no idea. I still have no idea. And I feel really insecure.
No, it's okay. You were saying that your quads sort of were burning, and that's just because you have tiny little pins.
So I don't have muscle anywhere.
I mean, you technically have muscle. You wouldn't be able to walk, but do you have like muscle? No, not really. That's okay though. Your legs are one of your best assets. Legs and your eyes. You know what I mean?
My eyes. That's literally all I got. I can't even be like my eyes and my hair. No, my hair is fake too.
Yeah.
I literally just have pretty eyes.
And your legs. Your legs are a
really
good
asset. But they
don't
have muscle.
We're not playing the shame game anymore.
Okay, fine. Jesus. Fine. Why don't you and Katie want to have a girls' night with me tonight? I messaged y'all.
Okay. So I was in the car with Katie and on our group chat. And
y'all don't love me anymore.
No, it just I saw that there was a group chat, but Katie was texting it as well at this red light because we don't text and drive. And I'm like, oh, she's like, oh, did you see Stassi's text? And I said, no, I just saw you wrote back. And she said, oh, she wanted to have a girls night. And Katie had something to do tonight for her blog for Pucker and Pout Downtown. And I was like, she wants to have a girls night. By the way, Carter's in the car with us. He came to Container Store. And I was like, oh, Carter. I'm like, Bo is on a group. So let me explain. Bo is also on a group chat with Carter's friends. Because it's very confusing. A lot of group chats, y'all. But Bo's also on a group chat with myself and Carter and that group of friends. And I'm like, oh, is there like a concert tonight or something? Like, what is Bo doing tonight? He must have plans.
I hate you.
And Carter was like, I don't think so. I'm like, have you talked to Bo today? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, he must be working late. He's like, why? I was like, I don't know. Stassi's like trying to have a girls night. Like, Bo must have plans. Like,
I hate you.
And Katie and I agreed. But it's okay.
No, that was me being like, I haven't had a girls night in a while. I
in like
want to.
2 months.
I want. Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
I am grateful that Carter and Bo are friends. As much as I am grateful that you are happy in your honeymoon phase of your new relationship.
You guys are fucking shits. I hate you.
It's just because Katie and I have never, we realized it together that we were never really that way. Maybe we're just like assholes or something.
You were that way.
But I was never like just me and Carter. I was always like, I want to be with like everyone all the time. But I feel like, but Carter also knew all of you guys when we first started dating.
Wait, hold up.
So it was pretty normal. Katie never really wanted alone time with Tom unless they went date night.
Yeah.
You just have been MIA since you had a boyfriend. But
we do group activities all the time. And I've never said no to something that you guys invited me to.
No, you just don't look at your texts.
No, but...
So I appreciate you have read receipts on.
But I've never received a text that... Meaning, I've never said no. If y'all invite me to something, I never say no.
Typically, I text your boyfriend instead of you.
That's true.
because you don't read my texts.
But I never say no.
But I am truly, I'm laughing.
That's embarrassing.
But it's the honeymoon phase. There's only one of them. Hopefully it's forever, like Carter's parents. Like, hopefully you and Beau just stay in a honeymoon phase forever and ever and ever and ever. Forever.
You know, I sensed this. I was like, I know my friends are about, and I joked about it with him too. I was like, I think my friends are going to get mad at me. I was like, I feel like it's coming. I feel like there's going to be an intervention or a talk. I was like, but let me think about it. I was like, nope, I've never turned them down for anything. No one's asked me to do anything. So wait, I'm technically not doing anything wrong.
We started to see you through your Instagram, Beau's Instagram stories.
You're a dick. And I see you guys a lot. We have group activities all the time.
Group activities, not girl activities.
I love girl activities. I tried to have one tonight.
Katie tried to have one today at the Container Store, and then Carter invited himself, and Katie was like, well, you can just go with Carter if you want.
Okay, see? So you never went through that phase. You went through a phase.
We're happy for you.
That sounds so snarky.
It did sound snarky.
It sounded the most
snarky. I was speaking loudly into my microphone.
I just want you I just want you to recognize that this is what you and Katie created this. And Carter. You, Katie, and Carter created this, so you can't be mad at it.
No, I'm not. I'm so happy. I am happy because I love him. Beau. Overalls, bear hug.
Okay, well, if you guys could ask me, this is the thing, you don't ask me to do girl stuff. Do you know how often I am alone in my apartment
Beau and
I do things?
Next time we want to have a girls night.
Text me too. Do you know how much I'm alone in my apartment, or I'm like cleaning or doing things when like, I'm like, okay, you go to yours, I'll be at mine, I need to get my shit done. And I would
love. You guys live one block away from each other.
Whatever, that's still, I'm still alone. It's not like we have a fucking, like cans with a string tied to it. Like,
I mean, it's okay.
No, I'm asking you.
I like that you have a relationship that you're fucking finally happy in.
But
so we don't want to take away from that, because eventually it won't be. Hopefully it'll always be
that way. That is so fucked up that you guys are saying that. Eventually it's not going to be good.
No, but everyone has their honeymoon phase where it's just so.
Yeah, Kristen.
It is like butterflies and. And
Kristen, don't you remember when we were at Disneyland? Me, you, Katie, and I think it was Sheena. Yeah. Ironically at the time, and you were like talking about how you and Carter have sex 7 times a day.
Oh,
and
God.
You were like, it's always going to be like that, it's never not going to be like that. And me and Katie looked at each other and we were like, this
joke's
chick's in
on
deep.
You bitch,
she has no idea what's coming for her. Sex 7 times a day, that's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
So yes, you did go through that phase just in a different way. Okay,
yeah. Okay, fine.
So there's that. So let me just be in a phase where I'm just happy when I'm with my boyfriend. Okay? And don't be like, it's going to suck. Just let me.
No, it's going to be wonderful. And
let me
We will ride the wave with you. And when you want to have girls' night, if we're not busy, we'll do girls' night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. If you guys.
I mean, we might have plans or something. We might be having like a double date or just like. Movie plans, but if we have time,
you guys are you're a dick. You are such a fucking dick. I can't even.
We'll like try to make time for you if we can drive all the way over here to your house and like, you know.
No, but for real, how often do you guys talk behind my back? Badly.
Oh, we don't talk badly. We just make fun of you, but in like a really endearing, cute way. Because I was about to be like, we're both married, but it's like she's actually fucking married, and I'm just like with. Male child, 2 dogs in a home we've lived together. So you know what I mean? It's different.
Of course it's different.
I love what you and overalls have. I love when he gets drunk, he like cries and expresses his love for you. Like it makes me happy. It makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to you mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, well.
Yes, to me.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, I mean. That's not the only time he expresses his love. That sounded weird.
I like, remember when I asked you, I said, have you guys said it?
Yes.
The L word yet? And you said, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. It just happened like a couple days ago. This is a little while back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, good. Because he looked at me yesterday. I felt like I had like word vomit like coming out of every pore. I'm like, he just looked at me yesterday and he was like, I've never been so in love. And I'm like, wait, fuck, are you telling me this before you're telling her? I got like so nervous. I'm like, don't put me in this position.
Oh yeah, that would have been really weird. For you, if like I had been told that. Okay, well, fine. Can you just teach me how to just like be normal then?
No, you're going to figure it out on your own. No. Just like you're going to figure out your flat ass on your own.
No.
You need to grow up. You're going to be 30 soon.
This is what having older friends is for. What's the point of having friends that are elders if they can't teach me?
So we can point and laugh behind your back and then give you a hug.
No, I really mean this. This was actually something on my list of things because I wrote Kristen Matchmaker advice, Carter and her live together, like things I need to prepare myself for. I'm insecure about my relationship and how I'm being so like just all together all the time.
How are you insecure?
Not about being with him, about you guys, about my friends being like, we don't see you that often. And I'm like, well, first of all, let's get
he's
real.
The other woman, it's, you know, it's awkward. We haven't been used to this. Like,
well, yeah, because I was an ex-boyfriend. I was alone all the time.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a normal relationship.
Yeah. And we just like had you all the time. And then when you guys broke up, you were like,
really? You really had me all the time. Y'all really had me all the time.
You either wanted to be alone or be with us.
Yeah.
And now you want to be with him. Then wait, let's do the totem pole, the Tom Schwartz like tier totem pole, like your list of important things. So we have like your dogs, your fashion, your dogs. Those are like your dogs, your fashion.
Uh-huh.
Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Alone time, us. But I don't put us at the bottom.
I think you guys are equal to alone time.
Oh, thank you.
No, but you know how much I need alone time. I think
that you're equal to a lot better.
No, you're equal to alone time. Meaning, because alone time is like food; it's sustenance.
What about Postmates? Where does Postmates fit in?
Postmates is under you, way okay, under you guys.
Okay, thank you.
So I would rather sit and eat the old cottage cheese that's in my refrigerator.
Just
and
string
be
cheese
with you guys
and Stella. And
that, yes, that for days. Then Postmates.
Then not see me and Katie for like 3 or 4 days. You would eat string cheese and Stella.
Yes.
And see us over Postmating and not seeing us.
Right.
Okay. No, okay. That, thank you.
But
that,
I want.
That
I,
just filled my heart. My heart just like flourished.
I would maybe, you know what? I would maybe put fashion next. I would maybe put that a few down. I really would.
Underneath me and Katie.
Yeah, I think I would.
So Bo, Katie, and I could dress you on the daily.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. So therefore fashion is up.
I didn't.
We could plan your OOTDs. Or you could not do even OOTDs.
No. That's, no. All right. Never mind. I'm going to keep it the way it is.
Yep.
Gonna keep it the way it is. Okay, well, you know what? I just want you to, I think this is a healthy conversation because I'm pretty sure that everybody listening has been in either your position or my position.
Yes.
Like the friend or the person in a new relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the Katie, the wife, even though she's not here, but like it's, we're all in all different stages.
But normally it's the wife that the people, that the friends are like, I don't see you that much anymore. Even though I do see you guys, I see you guys once or twice a week.
Okay, fine.
So it, and I, we're always on a group chat. So
it's
like,
not enough.
But I will say, think what could have happened. What if I would have gotten in a relationship with someone that has nothing to do with any of us? And I
like
was
your
just
last one.
Worse than that.
Okay. No, that would
actually, yeah. I guess that was.
That was pretty, I mean, I nothing against him. It's not about him, like, meaning nothing.
I don't care.
No, but meaning, because I'm not going to hate on Patrick, meaning that, like, when he was around us, around me or around Carter, like, he was always so lovely and, like, fun to hang out with. It just, he didn't, it wasn't like he was, like, texting us, like, hey, you guys want to hang out? Or he had this idea, or
he always remained an outsider.
Yes.
He never wanted to join, and
right.
Bo's already joined the group.
Because Bo's just such a people person. Like, he just doesn't. He's like, cool, I fucking love everybody. And if you're an asshole, then I don't love you. Like, he gives everyone the benefit of the doubt. And he's just very, like, fly by the seat of his, like, Hillary Clinton jumpsuit pants, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sequin shorts, whatever have you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is my life.
Yeah.
Isn't it so weird? Whatever. But I'm saying, shit could have been so much worse.
It
I could have had gotten into a relationship that would have been something that took me away.
It wouldn't have lasted because we're up on your totem pole.
Well, no, I know. And I said this once Patrick and I broke up. I said one of the main things on my list of something I want in a partner or in who I'm going to be with is somebody that wants to be around my friends and someone wants to be a part
and
of
someone
my
who
group
wants
my
you
life
to be around and, their friends.
And yeah, and that, well, that too, of course.
I think that's really important too in a relationship. The fact that I think And I think that's something that you and Bo definitely have. 100% you definitely have yeah. that. And something that attracted me to Carter, even when I want to like spoon his eyeballs out.
Yeah, you guys have that.
Like, when I want to murder him because we're fighting, because we do fight and he wants to spoon my eyeballs out. I always come back to when we first started dating, all of Carter's friends really held him to such a high degree. They put him on such a pedestal, and not in a cheesy way, but just like his friends really like him. And that means something. And so with like Bo, like he obviously has like different groups of friends, the way you have different groups of friends, which I also think is super healthy. But you know that people really speak so highly of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
And I know you guys normally, except for today, speak so highly of me.
Yes, except for today.
I feel like we're on an episode of like mild Jerry Springer. It's like Nickelodeon Jerry Springer. Like, let's talk this out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to finish up by talking about your blog for a little bit.
Oh my God, stop.
Because
okay, let's do it.
I want to say, when we filmed this summer, the episode where we went to Kristen's house with Billy, the whole Jeremy thing happened. Cool.
But I was in an apron and like Billy showed up.
I had a really cute flowered shirt on.
You had a really cute shirt on.
It was adorable and I can't find it. I don't know who took it. Just give shit away. That night, Kristen and Billy were presenting like vegetarian and vegan options to show Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz for Tom Tom.
Basically to like bully Tom and Tom. Really to bully Sandoval because Schwartz is an easy go.
Totally.
But to like just to like introduce this world.
Yes. And I wanted to talk about this. One, I'm just going to give a tidbit. I'm so mad that it didn't air because
I was really sad. I was heartbroken.
Well, no, I would imagine that you would be. Yes.
Like I cried. That is so fucking depressing that I'm like, it didn't air and I cried. But I told you, I texted you and I was like, I'm heartbroken. Heartbroken emoji. Cut down the middle.
Yeah.
I was sad.
No, that sucks because you've worked so hard on your blog and vegaholic.com.
Shameless plug, vegaholic.com, VEGIHOLIC.com.
No, but you did such a good job that I chose like vegan ranch over real ranch. You tricked me.
I did.
Tell that
story. I didn't like trick you, but so we had like a 4-course like vegan and or vegetarian and or gluten-free tasting menu for it was Stassi, it was you, it was Katie and Tom and Ariana, Carter, Billy, and then Brittany, and then Jax eventually showed up at his leisure.
Oh, so annoying.
Per usual. I think that was it, right? Yes. And so I was under a lot of stress. Number one, my partner who is shameless plug, vegaholic.com. My partner is a chef. And Janine and I was waiting for her to be there with me, and she works for a client. She's a personal chef. She works for a client and ended up having a last minute dinner party that night for like 16 people. And she's like, I can't come. I'm in Bel Air. And I was like, no problem. I'll do it all by myself while I slit my wrist with my chef's knife and just thinking I'm going to ruin everything. Everyone's going to make fun of me. It's going to be awful. So we do the thing. It ends up being fine-ish. It turned out well. I had a meltdown. Thought they'd aired it because I had a meltdown, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. So I freaked out. And within this, we did beer battered buffalo cauliflower bites, which I'm like, dudes like them. It's bar-ish, but it's still kind of fancy.
Yeah.
And I labeled everything with these tiny little chalkboards because I'm.
It was cute.
Basically, that aisle at Target that has all the quotes, like that's who I am as a person.
I know. Listen.
And it was like,
quotes suck. Live, laugh, love needs to go
live,
away.
Live, laugh, love all day long. And so I decided to just like fuck with them a little bit. And I had a Hidden Valley ranch, my fave, and vegan ranch that we made. And I did not label them which one was which. It just said one is one and one is the other. And my little Dracaris over here, is that what I call you? She dug the vegan ranch.
I chose the vegan ranch. That was the one that I wanted so, and I just like to be against like the whole vegan vegetarian thing. Cause I think it's funny.
Such a rebel.
I just like to, it's just funny to be like, fuck that. Where's my meat? It's just, I don't know.
Fuck CrossFit.
It makes me laugh.
Fuck vegans.
Yeah. It just makes me laugh.
Quinoa like, and kale. Ugh.
I do like quinoa and kale with lots of sauces.
Oh my God. You were so 2017. Get it together.
Whatever. But you won. And everything was really fucking good.
Thank you.
And I'm really sad that that didn't air.
I am too. Because Ariana liked it.
Yeah.
And as much as I wanted to impress you guys, I was it like, was this, all about bitch, impressing Ariana. This bitch better eat her words and just say that she really likes it.
Yeah. And she liked it.
And everyone had a good time. And that's maybe why it didn't make it onto Vanderpump Rules. But thank you.
I know. I wish I would have thrown, like, now I, this is what I need to do. Like, I need to just like throw a cocktail at someone in every scene so that they all air.
I should have.
Yeah.
I should have thrown red wine on my own couch at someone for 100%. No fucking reason. Ruined my own couch.
Yes. Just buy another one.
I would just be like, I'm really drunk and I'm homesick. Oh, wait, I'm home. Oh, I'm just drunk. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, you live, you learn.
But you like vegan ranch.
I love vegan ranch, and I liked the freaking vegetarian food that and the vegan options as well that
you
I tried.
Like, you just like ranch.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Any type of ranch.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing that Chrissy Teigen posted?
Which thing? I see everything.
About ranch.
Tell me.
You were tagged in a bunch of them. We were all tagged in a bunch of them. Chrissy Teigen the other day wrote, there needs to be like a set of rules for like what makes like the right ranch, like not too watery, not too thick, not too dillish, yes. Not too something.
Yes. And I wrote back and said Hidden Valley. And then she proceeded at some point, I saw like the next day, to say that Hidden Valley is trash unless it's just like the packet.
The packet? I'm here to say I don't think trash. Right. It's just the packet of Hidden Valley Ranch, when you make it yourself, is like orgasms.
Because the ranch is so good. The way it's made. That's why. All that is the seasoning.
But the Hidden Valley seasoning is like, there's nothing I've ever tasted that's so good as that seasoning. But in their bottled ranch, it doesn't taste like that. I like it. It's just not.
It's just seasoning.
Well, whatever the Hidden Valley people put in the seasoning, it's.
After this podcast, I will Google it and just read off the different seasonings. And I'm like, okay, so we can just make that.
Well, it's good.
I like different ranch than you like, because you like the more
dilly ranch.
Homemade, dilly, yeah, homemade sour, creamy kind of. Mm-hmm. Where to me, that tastes like chip dip.
I don't mind it.
Like Lay's original potato chips, like straight up Michigan style. Oh, like I the love shit that loves. Stuff.
I love that. That's probably why Jackson and I dated for so long.
Probably.
We bonded over those chip dips.
That is true.
100%.
Like you would fight, but at some point of the day when you lived together, you would just, someone would pull out the
chip,
the French
ranch,
onion dip,
or the French onion or the ranch.
Yeah.
Dip.
And then yes, you were just like silence,
whatever.
Enjoy.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter that I caught like all of those text messages with you sending dick pics to that chick and you getting boobs in return. Like, fuck that. I have.
You went to Ralph's
dip.
And you bought
French onion dip.
French onion dip. Fuck yeah.
All right. Word. Well, that's great. You know, we need to have a ranch battle.
Oh, my God. We should.
We should
have
come up with
battle.
A ranch game.
I'll make this happen.
I think you could. Let's make a ranch game.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone, you know, her name is at Kristen Doty, but go to Veggie Hall.
Kristen Doty.
You know, I called James Kennedy today.
Why the
I cold called him.
On accident or on purpose? No. It sounds like on purpose.
It was on purpose. I was at lunch today and there was somebody sitting right across from me and they sat down and they were like, oh my God, Stassi, I'm from Indiana and I came here to go to Sir. Like, can you just tell me if See You Next Tuesday is going on tonight? And I was like,
stop.
I don't know. I was like, well, I don't want to just text him. What if he doesn't respond for a while? And then
did
I have to
answer?
Interrupt them. I was like, I'm going to try calling him. I called him and he was acting.
He answered. I wish you would have recorded
like,
it.
Hello. And I was like, I know this is really weird. I was like
this is Stassi.
This is Stassi.
I used to work at Sir. I'm Kristen's friend. We're on the show together.
I sat next to you at the reunion this year. Do you remember me? Is See You Next Tuesday going on tonight? Will you be there? Yeah. I am good. Yeah. And I was like, okay, great. Thank you so much for answering my cold call. And
did you put him on speaker?
No. I don't know.
What, that would have been disrespectful to James Kennedy?
I was around other people. I didn't want to
You don't want to embarrass James?
No, myself.
Oh, that's fair.
Meaning like putting someone on speaker and being like, listen to this.
Oh, that's
hey, everyone,
so fair.
Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God, that's so fair. Okay.
Yeah, no way. So
I wouldn't
like,
want to
yeah,
call James Kennedy and let people know that I had his number either.
That's good. Yeah. So that happened today. But yes. Okay. And everyone go check out Vegaholic.com because she knows how to make healthy goat cheese balls.
And kiwi berry cucumber margaritas.
That's what's up.
Lots of stuff.
All right. Thanks, Boo. I love you.
Love
Listen,
you more.
We just fight like sisters. I don't want anyone to think that this was just like.
She'll never kick me out of a country ever again or leave me ever again.
Bye.